This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes worth of learning to help you out. Ed says, make you a betterer, smarterer, more awesomer person. Impress your friends and family
That's
with
true.
Your knowledge. All right, so we continue here on American Family Radio. Ed, why don't we give our three questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
That's what we're talking about.
All right, here are my three. The word taser is actually an acronym. What do the letters stand for? Now, by the way, you can just look that up on the internet, on that their internets, and you can find it. All right, second question. A clouder, a glaring, or a kindle are names for a group of what animals?
And it's not moles?
It's not moles.
Is there a name for moles if they come in a group?
I don't know, but it would make a great question.
That's a good trivia question. I might look that up, for next week.
Put it into a riddle form.
We caught one the other day.
You caught a mole?
Huh? Yeah, we caught one.
I had one removed.
It wasn't catch and release either.
I had one removed. I think that went over your head.
Catch and release.
Oh, man.
Didn't matter how big or small it was, you weren't throwing it back, were you? All right, my third question.
It was quick for him.
Well, you want me to tell you how I kill mice if I catch them on those
sticky strips? No, let's stop.
Okay.
It's a family show. You guys have already wandered too far.
I can't help myself. I'm going to tell someone
there's
in
a reason
hallway.
There's a game called Whack-A-Mole. Just let me tell you that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my jaws
right,
are sore.
Here's my third question.
Show is over.
What is the literal meaning of the Italian word linguine? Mm-hmm.
Literal meaning.
Literal meaning.
Okay.
All right, that's what I got.
Here's what I've got. who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies? Who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies? And then I'm going to add one. Where in your body is your tympanum? Where in your body is your tympanum located? Everybody's got one.
We have an internal.
A tympanum? Body.
You have a tympanum. Yeah.
You have an organ?
I'm not going to say if it's an organ, but if it flares up, you know.
It uses my first name?
Yes. Yeah, there's people that are going to call in and take off work and say, here's the deal.
Can I talk to.
My tympanum was flared up, and we had a rougher than usual weekend, and my tympanum's flaring up. It's Monday, and I'm going to be there a little bit late, or I ain't even going to make it in at all. And you can blame it on my tympanum. And if you know where it's located in your body, it'll make perfect sense to you. I've thrown my tympanum out.
I want to see how long you can keep going.
Oh, man. You know, I've been around 56 years. I've never heard so many tympanum jokes in, you know, in one setting. In one sitting.
Short amount of time.
No, yeah.
That needs to go. This whole conversation we've had since we came back from the break needs to go on greatest hits.
Number seven.
You need to save this show when we all have to be out of town and throw this in as a replacement. Yeah.
All right, here are my. I got two questions for you that have gone unanswered, heretofore gone unanswered. These are riddles. How is Europe like a frying pan? And number two, and we don't want Greta
Thunberg.
We don't want her answer to that. How is Europe like a frying pan?
Funny.
Number two. How can you throw a ball as hard as you can to only have it come back to you, even if it doesn't bounce off anything? You get the question? How can you throw a ball as hard as you can to only have it come back to you, kind of like a boomerang?
I can't wait to hear the answer.
Even
to
if
that.
It doesn't bounce off anything, how can that possibly
happen?
Huh? All right, here we go. Back to the phones.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Larry, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to answer, and then instead of asking, I'd like to add some knowledge to one of the earlier questions.
Why don't you add the knowledge first? Larry, go ahead.
I'll add the knowledge first about the electric chair. I don't know if the man got royalties, but I do know there was a revolting charge.
Yeah, it was shocking. Everything about that story is shocking.
Oh, man. The jokes here today are electric.
Larry, thank you for that. You should be part of the faculty, buddy. That was well played.
That was a bolt of comedy right there.
Oh, man.
I felt like my IQ would fit right in today.
good one, Larry. Way to go, brother.
You know, I was going to throw this in because we always need to learn. Yesterday, I found out what caused static electricity. And I was shocked.
Man. So, Larry, back to your point. If your
your jokes are on fire, my friend.
If your IQ is less than 100, then yes, sir, you do fit right in with us here.
Hey, Larry, ask, answer. All right. Ask, answer, or do both.
There's somebody listening with a 97.
I want to answer the question about got throwing the ball.
Listen, let me ask you a medical question. Can you answer this question without throwing your tympanum out?
What?
I just want to make sure he's in a safe place whenever he's answering this question. Yeah, Larry, go ahead. He wants to answer which question?
Which question, Larry? Larry, are you still there?
Oh, that's not good. Huh?
Larry?
I mean, huh? Larry, you there?
He must have lost his cell service.
He threw
his tympanum out. See, yeah. You were joking about it.
Right, and then it happened on live right now.
We got tornadoes bouncing around everywhere.
Larry, see if you can call back in, if you can.
I tell you what, Larry, if Larry can't get through 254, he's calling in. Well, that's Waco, though, I think.
Here's the deal, Larry. If you will Morse code to Orban, and Orban can Morse code to us, you ain't even got to use Maubell. You can bypass AT&T, Horizon, or any of them.
Horizon.
Yeah, and you can just you can get a hold of Orban, and he'll get a hold of us and tap out whatever you want to say.
I tell you what, if who we talking, Larry?
Larry?
Larry from Arkansas. Larry, if you don't get through, just go to comments@AFR.net, and we'll get you on next week, and we'll finish out, okay? Just send us an email at comments@AFR.net and just say, this is Larry from Arkansas. I was on today's issues. He got cut off.
What a fun fellow. And you know what? There's never a good time to not pay your phone bill and for them to interrupt the service. But
when you get on Trivia Friday. Awkward. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Braylon is on the line. Braylon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Braylon. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the baseball.
All right. Yeah, Braylon, here is the question. How can you throw a ball as hard as you can to only have it come back to you, even if it doesn't bounce off anything? How does that happen, Braylon?
You throw it up.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I missed that completely.
Yeah, I didn't. Man,
you throw the ball straight up in the air, and that's how you accomplish what the question, and Braylon got it right, my friend.
Now, Braylon, did you figure that out, or did you look it up?
I already knew it.
I don't know how you look something like that up, even. Yeah. Braylon.
Yeah, why didn't you guys?
I was thinking horizontal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was leaving Newton completely out of the equation.
That's right. Braylon, excellent job.
Yeah.
Well done. You have a question for us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What has 8 tentacles, 5,000 eyes, and 3 ears?
All right, hold on. Ask it again, Braylon. What has?
What am I? The question is, what am I? I have 5 tentacles, 1,000 eyes, and 3 ears.
An IRS agent. There ain't no doubt about it.
All right, 8 tentacles, 1,000 eyes.
Can I ask you this question, Brady? Can you give us this much of a hint? Is it, we're talking an animal here?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. Tentacles. I think it's going to be a branch of the federal government with that many tentacles.
Yeah. I'm
stumped. I'm going to tap out.
I'm not even a riddle person. You're the riddle person, really.
Wow, Braylon.
1,000 eyes.
1,000 eyes.
Okay, 1,000 eyes. Maybe eye as in nautical? Is there a Navy thing there that we're missing? Tentacles? Like eye or something?
And three ears. Man,
something to do
I don't know,
corn?
Braylon. What's the answer?
I think you stumped us, Braylon, clearly. Yeah. What's the answer?
I'm a liar.
A liar.
A liar.
That's good. Yeah, because you don't have all those eyes and tentacles and everything.
No. At the beginning, I said, I think I messed y'all up. I meant to say, I'm trying to remember what I was fixing to say.
What?
Well, he's forgotten the question. Exactly. Here. Well, Braylon, hey, bro, my friend.
No, wait a second. So there's no answer?
There is. It was what am I? I have like five tentacles, 1,000 eyes, and 3 ears. I'm a liar.
I'm a liar.
Yeah, because you don't have all that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, have a good year, Braylon. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Okay, so there was an answer, just wasn't satisfactory to you.
No, he said, what am I? And he says, I'm a liar.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like that. I'm not happy, but I like that. That was pretty good. I'm a liar.
Right. Trivia Friday.
Here's what you do. You call Adam Shift up and tell him you got some additional information for him because you will be in good company for that fella right there, and he may even have a little bit up on you.
What politician in Washington, D.C.
has not
blinked in 8 months?
Right. Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff. We're going to go ahead and give you the answer.
Right.
Yeah. Guy doesn't blink. Never seen a guy with his eyes so wide open. Right. You think he drinks Red Bull every hour.
His eyes are so wide open, yet he doesn't see.
Ed.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Wow, that was poetry, Ed.
It was.
Poetry in motion.
You mentioned the Red Bull fella, because we got a lot of coffee drinkers listening. The guy accidentally used Red Bull instead of water when he made his pot of coffee. He was halfway to work before he realized he had left his truck at home.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's give the questions for the last time.
I've only had one question answered. I didn't think these were that hard, but
go ahead.
All right. The word TASER is actually an acronym. What do the letters stand for? Second question, a clouder, a glaring, or a kindle are names for a group of what animals? And what is the literal meaning of the Italian word linguini? The Italian word.
So you're telling me there's three words that are interchangeable for a group of this kind of animal? Is that what you're saying? Is that the question?
Yeah, you call it a group, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because usually it's just one word.
Sometimes there's a couple. Well,
sometimes there's several.
A flock of.
Right.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. They'll say a cluster or a flock of whatever, or a pride of lions, or sometimes known as a something of lions.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right, here's what I've got. Two questions left. Who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies? I'm surprised this one hasn't been taken. Who played...
It wasn't Ron Howard.
Was it Ron Howard? Who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies? Mm-hmm. Second question, where in your body is your tympanum? Mm. Where is your tympanum located?
And if you don't know, you need to know.
Oh, absolutely.
You could have a tympanum attack. And you can't describe it.
And if you don't know where it's at,
then how are you going to help yourself?
Right.
I'm talking about you're away from a hospital.
Or if you've been injured and you want to join a class action lawsuit.
Then you call the law firm of Clouder, Glaring, and Kindle.
But if you don't even know what the symptoms are and you can't even locate it in your body, how are you going to cash in?
Right,
how are you
going to get the money that
you deserve?
You deserve.
If you've been affected by tympanum, between the years 1993 and 1998, you need to call.
If you've had your tympanum
injury, you call today. That and Mesopotamia.
I have a hard time.
If you got Mesopotamia, you need to call us too.
Mesothelioma?
Huh?
Mesopotamia. Yes, I think Mesopotamia is a place.
Mesopotamia.
It's in the frying pan of Europe.
I called them and told them I had Mesopotamia. And they told me, gave me a different number.
Like, they put you on the helpline.
They told me, I think you called the wrong law firm, sir.
I've got that there Mesopotamia you're always talking about.
I want in on the action, what I told them.
Now, folks, we are not making fun of mesothelioma.
No.
We're making fun of those commercials.
That's right.
Please understand.
All right. Is it my turn?
Don't hate us.
Is it my turn?
Have you given yours?
Yes.
Yeah. You can tell we're all over 50.
Yeah, you're a riddle.
You can tell we're all over 55. can't remember 30 seconds ago on a live show.
It's your question, Jim. It's your riddle turn. Mine was Luke Skywalker
and the tympanum.
It's yours,
right.
Yours.
I got one.
On your riddle.
I got one question left for today unanswered, and that is, how is Europe like a frying pan? How is Europe like a frying pan? That's the question. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Tennessee, and Mario is on the line. Mario, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Speaking
Thank you, Mario.
Speaking for myself only.
Thank you for calling, brother. Where you live in Tennessee?
Memphis, Tennessee, home of the Blues and Barbecue.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. and many other things, too.
Yeah.
Mario, thanks for calling. You going to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I think Brandon answered my question about the baseball. I had the answer.
All right.
So, again, my first time calling you guys, first time getting through. I listen to you guys all through the week. Your show is amazing. I absolutely love it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, brother. Mario, thank you very much. Very kind of you. And we got a lot of listeners in the greater Memphis area.
Right.
And appreciate it.
Hey, do you have a question for us, Mario?
I do. I got one for you. Let's see. If Jesus wept, what was Mary doing?
If Jesus wept, what was Mary doing? Talking about Mary Magdalene?
Mary, the sister of Lazarus. Mary and Martha.
Mary and Martha. Okay. If Jesus wept, what was Mary?
Now, at the one point, she was sitting at his feet.
Is this a riddle?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
This a riddle, Mario? It's a riddle.
Yes, it's a riddle.
Okay, so it's not literal necessarily. If Jesus wept, what did
what was Mary doing?
What is Mary doing, Mary? I don't know, Mario.
Washing his feet with his tears, with her hair, maybe. I mean, that's a different story.
I don't think that's a riddle, though.
Yeah. I'm stumped, Mario.
Yeah, you got
Mario.
Holding the dustpan.
If Jesus swept.
I said Jesus swept.
Okay.
That's good.
That's
Mario.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Okay. I don't think that
was really good.
I don't think that's a literal biblical interpretation right there, though.
No.
If your pastor uses that scripture on Sunday morning, you might want to find another church right there.
Mario,
I've been holding there for about 3 weeks, guys.
At work. Yeah, it was worth the wait.
Absolutely.
Mario, have a great weekend, and I hope this is a good, fruitful year for you. God bless you, buddy.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Mario, thanks for calling. From Memphis, next up.
All right, let's go back to Virginia. We've had several calls from Virginia today. Greg is on the line. Greg, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you for having me. Y'all, good afternoon to everyone there.
Thank you, Greg. Where do you live in Virginia?
Woodbridge, Virginia.
Near Richmond? Or where?
No, north.
North?
South of Alexandria, Springfield.
Oh, Culpeper. You're listening to our Culpeper station.
Yes, I do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for calling, Greg. And you ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to answer.
All right. Which one?
The one about the acronym TASER.
All right. The word TASER is actually an acronym. What do the letters stand for, Greg?
They stand for Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle.
That is correct.
Wow.
Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle, and I guess that's about as close to a good, accurate explanation of what it does.
How did you know that, Greg?
Well, I looked it up.
Okay.
Well, hey, listen, that's what we want people to do.
Hey, guys.
I didn't know that was an acronym.
Yesterday was National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. I've got an uncle who's a police officer, and I've got a brother-in-law who's a police officer, and we really do appreciate and support the Thin Blue Line. But both of those guys, so I don't know if this is true across the nation, but one in Kentucky, one in Mississippi, they both, as being police officers, they have to be tased themselves to see the amount of pain, to see what you're, you want to use that as the last resort. And boy, they both describe it, and it's just not something you want to have happen to you.
Right. That's right.
So I don't know if all the officers across the country have to go through that, but woo-wee, that is some pain.
I think that's true. Because
when those probes come out and get you, you are down for the count.
That's right. And then it doesn't matter how tough you think you are.
both these guys I mentioned are bad to the bone. My brother-in-law was a Marine and then in SWAT and all kinds of stuff, helicopter, door gunman, and he, it'll really make you cry uncle.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, excellent job. So do you have a question for us?
No, I don't, sir.
Okay. Well, Greg, have a great weekend, and thank you for listening, and we're glad you got on today.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Thank you, Greg. Take care, my friend. We got time for one more call.
All right. Well, let's go to Louisiana, and Nathan is on the line. Nathan, welcome to Trivia Friday, and we are closing in at the end of the program, so we do need to kind of make this a little bit quick, but would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer, Nathan?
Well, as I'm a sci-fi buff, I'd like to answer the Star Wars question.
Here's the question. Who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies, Nathan?
I believe that would be Mark Hamill.
Yes, sir. It is correct. You got it. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, so it's a two-part riddle. So the first part is, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
That's the first part.
That's so
now
corny.
The second part.
So funny.
What do you call a deer with no legs and no eyes?
A nub.
Well, it no legs, and it doesn't matter because it's not going to come if you call it.
No idea.
You can call a deer.
It won't come if you call it.
I think you got that messed up with like turkey hunting or something. I don't think you can call
it.
All
right, what is it, Nathan?
It's a still no idea.
It's still no idea. Oh, that's good. That's so bad it's good.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Nathan, yeah. You better batten down the hatch, buddy. You guys have some rough weather coming tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. I hope it just blows by.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how everybody's praying. But it's a swath coming across the U.S. there from Illinois all the way down to where you guys are in Texas. And it looks pretty nasty. When they start to name these storms, you know you need to batten down the hatch. So Winter Storm Isaiah coming across the country.
And we're gonna start the show and end the show with bad news about bad weather coming. So, all right, hey, listen, I've got a cloud or a glaring or a Kindle. Are names for a group of cats.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard that before.
I never either. But literal meaning of the Italian word linguini is little tongues, the description of what the pasta looks like.
Where in your body is your tympanum located? Your tympanum, it's the technical name for your eardrum.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How is Europe like a frying pan?
No clue.
I have no idea.
Because it has grease at the bottom.
I like that. I like that.
Nobody got that. That lasted an hour and a half, and nobody got it, at least it called in.
I had no idea.
They're going to be able to use it at lunch today, though.
All right, folks. Have a great weekend. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and be in church on Sunday, and we'll see you back here on Monday.